All right, everybody. I got Carrie Kelly on the phone.
Hello, how you doing?
What are you guys doing right now?
I'm just sitting here. No, we did a little thing earlier here in Idaho, and then now I'm kind of just sitting in a little. They have a trailer here for us, so we're just hanging out here. Nothing too spectacular.
Well, that's good though.
Yeah,
a little break.
I get a little rest before the big rock show, you know. So we got a couple hours till we play, and you know, usually get ready about an hour or so before, and then we're gonna do it again tonight. We got a day off tomorrow.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
What are you going to
do? Everything is cool, man. Everything is cool.
How was that video shoot?
Oh, it was really good, man. It was a hectic schedule because we came back from Europe like on a Saturday night. And so we had like Sunday to kind of get our bearings. We had rehearsal on Monday with Jimmy DeGrasso, who was going to play a few shows with us. And then Tuesday, we had the call for the video, and so I had to wake up at like 4 a.m, get all my stuff together, and then drive to LA because I was scared about the traffic.
Oh, God.
So anyway, I got there about 7, and everybody else got there about 8, and then, you know, we shot for about 5 hours, I think, with the band, and then Alice, I think, shot for another like 4 or 5 hours afterwards. So I've seen a couple little edits that they've done. It's not 100% complete yet, I believe, but I think it's really cool, man. It's going to be cool.
Sweet. Can you tell us?
I guess from what I've been told, you know, it's kind of like a little encompasses three songs, kind of like a little mini movie or something.
But, oh, really?
A majority of the band footage was shot for the song "Feminine Side," so I've heard rumblings that they are possibly going to make a full video of that song, you know, and then have the little, like, you know, 10-minute movie trailer, which encompasses the three songs, Vengeance, Feminine Side, and Killed by Love. So I think we're all excited. We're all waiting for it to come out. I think that all the art stuff that's been going on, you know, pertaining to the record that Matt's done, or Piggy D, or whatever, the guy from Rob Zombie's been really cool. Some of the coolest stuff I think Alice has done for years, in my
really?
Opinion.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait. Seriously.
Everybody's excited, trying to make it happen.
Oh,
and we're
for
playing,
sure.
Vengeance in the set now, so that's going over pretty good. We only played it a couple of times, but slowly but surely, I think we're going to be, you know, getting tunes into the set and making it happen.
Right on. How do you manage to have fine time for your other band?
You know, it's just something that you got to do, you know, in between whenever you can, you know. Just got to make it happen. Just got to schedule the stuff and just and do it in between whenever you do have a moment here, a moment there. You know, it's got to always be a bobbing and weaving, man, shaking, making it happen.
Well, I'm just in shock because, I mean, I look at the schedule that you guys are on right now with the tour that you're on, and, like, you
right.
don't have much time off at all.
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, I actually, to be honest with you, I kind of like I like to play straight through. I mean, I like to play 5 nights a week or 6 nights a week even, and then just have a day off just to reset. That's cool with me. But, there's two different schools of thought. I mean, I do like going home for a week here, a week there, but, you know, sometimes it's good just to keep rolling, man, because you keep the momentum going and everything. So it's cool. You know, and all of us have our families come out, you know, or family members or blah, 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 here and there. So, you know. You could see them, and everything's happy. You know, right now we've got, Coop's whole, basically his whole family's out here, everybody except Dash. We have Cheryl, Sonora, obviously Calico, so, you know, it's definitely a little fair out here right now.
Wow, it's probably crazy for everybody.
Yeah, it's cool, though. You know, obviously everybody's good people and stuff, so we just make the best of it and try and have fun, you know?
Well, give Calico and Alice and Cheryl a hug from me.
What's that? Excuse
give
me?
Them. Give Alice, Cheryl, and Calico a hug for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Good. Because I always tell everybody to hug them from me.
All right. Well, I will definitely try and get with them on that tonight.
That would be cool. Just tell them I said hi.
Definitely.
And I'm glad that everything's going so great.
Yeah.
I ended up getting my own station.
Yeah. About that, congratulations. There's nothing wrong with that, huh?
No, it's like freaking me out, kind of, actually, but it's cool.
I like it. I like it. Very good. Very good.
The page is, like, just totally rocking, and It's amazing.
Oh, cool. Well, congrats again.
And you're like one of my first interviews on of it. So.
How, what do you think about the new record? What's your vibe on that?
I liked it.
Now I'm interviewing you.
I liked it.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of good stuff on it. I think it's very cool. Like I said, even besides the artwork, I think that it's one of the coolest records that Alice has done, you know, in years. I think it's more of an Alice Cooper record, not just because it's a concept, but I think the direction is neat where everybody went on it, you know?
Yeah. Novocaine said the new record is cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the consensus. We think it's cool, and those people that wrote those really crappy reviews, what do they know?
What's that?
There was a couple of people I read, they wrote crappy reviews, and it's like, what do they know? You know? Like, they probably like listening to Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you can't please everybody all the time, you know, it's so... It is what it is. You got to take the good with the bad, you know?
Well, I just thought it was retarded.
Yeah.
You know, those people just seem to like to bash everyone, those critics.
Yeah, you know. Well, it is what it is, but it's going to roll with the punches.
I'm just waiting for you guys to get into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would be great whenever that happens.
Well, I think it should have happened ages ago myself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I mean, one of these years, I think, sooner than later, I hope that you know, Alice or even the, you know, the Alice Cooper group or however they want to end up doing it, I think should be in there. I mean, it's definitely something that where he should be, you know?
Well, he should have like a whole, you know, hallway full of, you know, Alice memorabilia, like his...
Yeah.
You know, the guillotine and everything, you know?
Well, that would be, I think they'd have to contact your boy Brian Nelson on that. I think he's got two houses full of all the Alice stuff.
Well, I know.
He is the controller of all of the vintage, basically everything. So he would be the man.
He can do this. He can borrow some to the museum. Yeah. I'm sure he needs the room. You know what I mean? Just needs the room.
Yeah.
Clean out his all the list. He needs to call I Got Junk.
Oh, boy.
What else are you guys doing? Like,
what's that?
What else are you guys doing out there right now?
Nothing. We're just sitting here. Nothing really goes on, to be honest with you. Just watching a little TV, you know, watching a little satellite, you know, going on the internet a little bit, making sure the world is still rolling, and, you know, watching the news, checking out this war over there in, you know, between Russia and Georgia, and that's about it.
Oh, wow.
Everybody thinks, you know, I'm sure you've heard it before, that there's, like, all this crazy shit going on, you know, before the rock show or even after or whatever, and it's really, it's not, you come down here, you know, talk to your techs and make sure the gear's all good and everything, and then basically sit around for a couple hours and wait till you start getting ready, then you do the show and you get on the bus and play some poker, which I'm sure you know about.
Yeah, those poker games.
So it's pretty much, it's kind of like Groundhog Day, you know, it's always the same kind of thing.
It's like you wake up, start over again.
What's that?
It's like you wake up, start over again.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly it. So, you know, but hey, it's better than Home Depot, I tell you that.
You golfing?
What's that?
Do you go golfing with Alice?
I've been a few times. I mean, I golfed before I was even in the band, but, you know, Alice goes so early that I usually don't. I've only probably went a handful of times with him. Chuck goes sometimes, but, you know, I mean, he gets into the hotel or we get in at whatever time, 5, 6, 7 in the morning. Usually by around 7 or 8 is when he goes golfing, and sometimes we've only slept for like 5 hours, and I'd rather just kick it at the hotel and wake up. When he's getting back, I'm waking up, you know?
True.
But he loves his golf. He just likes to be occupied, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's just like, wow.
So, anyway, but that's about it, man. Any other questions you got going on here?
What kind of guitar do you like to use the most?
Well, I use Gibson guitars. So all the guitars I have out here are all Gibsons. I'm endorsed by Gibson, and I think they're great. So I have them, and then the amps that I use are these Diamond amps, which are this thing called a Spitfire, and it was kind of designed around some of my old Marshalls that I have. So I'm using the Diamond amps and the Gibson guitars, and they work great for me.
Cool. Do you have a favorite?
Do I have what? Excuse
me? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many different guitars and stuff. I mean, each one, they're slightly different. But one of my main guitars that I play a lot, I don't know why, it's just, I guess it, maybe it's my favorite, is it's a 1979 Tobacco Sunburst Les Paul. So that's like my main one that you probably,
nice,
you know, witnessed the last 3 years or so with Alice. So I really like that guy.
Awesome. I really like him too. Well, Carrie, I've had a blast. You want to put out your web pages?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to, you know, get with me, they can just go over, of course, to KerryKelly.com, which is KerryKelly.com. And that's it. Go to Alice Cooper and check out what he's got going on. And that's about it. That's all, folks.
Cool. Thanks for doing this interview with me.
All right. Cool, Cindy. I'll talk to you soon, and have a good day out there.
You too. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, people, that was the great Carrie Kelly. You just heard it live. Totally live, 100%. It was so live that it was liver than live. No Memorex there. Honest. Wow. My show's almost over. Well, no, it's not. Well, yes, it is, because I'm not on K94. Because they're not at home. They're not home. So, what do? I guess I play you my outro. Because that's all there's time left for. Wow. Go figure. I'll just let that rip right now. And of course, that wasn't it. Okay, now it's it. All right, everybody. Well, had a great show today with you all. Great time with you all. Everything was great. Had some computer problems, but oh well. You know, it's internet. It's internet radio. Always have problems. That's the way it goes. Nothing you can do about it.